So when Yaakov comes to Yitzchak, so Rivka tells him exactly what to bring, the Shnei Gedim, the Matamim, and the Torah mentions that Yaakov brings to Yitzchak Yayin. Vayavei lo Yayin vayesht. And the Mefarshim wonder that he was never told to bring Yayin by Rivka. So why is he bringing Yayin? What's the nature of this Yayin? And the Torah here does something a little unconventional, that the trop, and we know that the trop in Pnimis HaTorah is very significant, the trop underneath the word loy, lamed vav here, vayavi lo yayin vayesht, is a mercha kfula. It's a very unusual trop. And the Baal HaKriya don't really know how to say it, and they just make something up on the spot. But that implies something important is going on here. To further this, the Zohar and Kofman Beis Amud Beis says, "Vayavi lo yayin, ramiz ramiz." A hint is here. Me'asa rachik karav le. He brought this from a faraway place. Me'hahu asar, from that place. Rabbi Lezer Amar, Rabbi Lezer said, "Remez me'hahu yayin dechol chadu ishkachach be." This is the hint of that yayin of which all gladness, happiness, is tulling it. Begin l'chadat alei Yitzchak, because he brought this wine to bring simcha to Yitzchak. The boy chadva ki the kabayin chadva the chadat the sitra di libay di adav ayvelayayin vayesh. Since Yitzchak comes from the sphera, from the tzad of gvuros, which is the hepech of simcha, so he tried to be ma'ir simcha by Yitzchak. The chor of the pshat is that he needed to be mamshech ha'ashras ha'shchina, ve'ein simcha el b'yayin, and it was going to be through that simcha he would be a merkava lebracha, and that's what Yaakov was coming for those brachas. But of course, the Zohar is very sasam. What does it mean? Me'asa rachik. He brought it from a faraway place, me'ahu asar, from that place. So to help us out, the Targum Yonis in here, and the Medrash, the Askenim, tell us that this was not any ordinary yayin, that Michael came and he brought yayin from the Gan Eden. And this is not any ordinary yayin, as the Medrash tells us. It was a yayin hamashumer banava misheishes meberishes. There are certain things when we go back to Maisa Bereishis which have a very special place in history, like the Matan Moshe, the Bereishis Miriam. One of those things is the Yayin HaMashomer Banav Misheishes Mebereishis, from which we could track throughout history, Torah history, times where we find in the Torah, like by Noach, for example, that when he came out of the Teva, he took that Yayin and he was Nichshol in that Yayin. And here that Yayin was made available to Yaakov Avinu. And we see the impact, seemingly, that this Yayin had on Yitzchak Avinu, because as soon as he drinks this Yayin, the next pasuk says that he had an awakening. It says, Re'ei Re'ech Bani Kirech Sada Shabrech Hashem, that he can smell the Gan Eden on Yaakov Avinu, and then V'itan Lecha Elokim, he's ready to give the brachas. I mean, it didn't matter anymore who was in front of him, that if he had access to a Yayin like this, he was going to give him the brachas. This really sealed the deal for Yaakov Avinu. But the question always has to be, okay, so Yaakov had the wine from Michael who brought it from the Gan Eden. You know, miracles don't just happen for no reason. How did Michael have this yayin? It's not like we think that these malachim, they have like rite of passage whenever they want, they go back and forth to the world. No, they have to be sent on certain shlichuses. And it has to be warranted to be able to come into the gvul of Yaakov, you know, to give him this yayin. So we perhaps explain the Zohar Kodesh what it means, me'asa rachik, based on the Medrash, based on the Targum Yonasan, and why there's a special trap, because it wasn't an ordinary yayin, and the significance that this yayin had in the giving of the brachas. But let's just remark them a few other questions as we make our way, Allah Mechuvan, B'siyata D'Shemaya. going back to Parshas Vayera, that Parshas Vayera, three malachim come with three distinct jobs, as we know, and one of them is to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. And the Torah gets into detail about the discussion between the malachim and Avram and Sarah, where Sarah hini ba'ohel, and Avram Avinu prepares lechem, and lechem is not brought out, Chazal note. And on top of that, Chazal say that when they asked Ayesar Ishtecha, the Shagir the Koshal Bracha, they wanted to send her a Koshal Bracha. So Maral Diskin asks a very Eisen Akasha, he says that the Koshal Bracha, Lechaira, is the Koshal Bracha for Bikas Amazon. There's an Inyan in Halacha to have a Koshal Bracha after Bikas Amazon. But if the Isa became Tami because she became Anida, Chazal say, so then if there was no benching, Koshal Bracha Minayin, where was the Koshal Bracha? How were they sending the Koshal Bracha if there was no benching? So he answers, based on the Sugin Bracha, that there's such a concept called the Kfiyas Alayayin. You can be Koveya Ziman Alayayin, and so that was what was done. But that's a very big Chiddush to say. So that's something which needs to be understood, the nature of the Koshal Bracha in this Sugya. Secondly here, Chazal tell us that the Malach which came to tell Sarah about the birth of the child went down to stone to save Lot. And regarding the Kasha, how can one Malach do two Shlichuses? So the Rishonim had different answers. Like Rashi says, Refuah v'Hatzal l'chad inyan, that Refuah and Hatzal is really one thing, it's not two different Shlichuses. And there's other answers to that Kasha. But let's try to understand, in a different vein, how it is that one Malach can do two Shlichuses. Maybe it's just one Shlichus. And lastly, so the Medrash is bothered by, later on in Parashas Vayera, that when Lot is saved, he's brought to the Ma'ara. And in that Ma'ara, the Torah tells us that the Benos Lot found bottles of wine. Where did that come from? So the Medrash already deals with that, and various answers are given in the Medrash. One of them, for example, is that there was so much yain and stone, they used to hang out in the Ma'aras, so they came to one of the Ma'aras, which had a lot, which had wine. It was a common thing. Another answer was Maisa Nisim Haya, right? That Hashem made a nace, that there was yain there. So let's see if we could tie the events together, Mitz Hashem, to try to mevar the sugya. Now, what we're seeing from our parsha, from our sugya, Vayavi lo yain vayesh, that Michael brought him yain. This yain to Yaakov Avinu. That, the Medrash notes, was done by Michael. So Michael is the Malach who comes to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. And he says, Aye Sarah Ishtecha. Where is Sarah? So it could be that when Chazal say, he did the Shagir L'Kos Shal Bracha, that he wanted to give her the Kos Shal Bracha, and we know that the Kos Shal Bracha has a segula to it that for women to be able to have children. So the Shagat HaKoshal Bracha, the implication is to send her the Koshal Bracha so that she can have a child. And that would be Bederach Nes. What would be the Bederach Nes of that? The Pshat is that it wasn't an ordinary Koshal Bracha. That the fact that the Michael was coming now, he was bringing with him at that moment this Yayin of the Yain HaMashomer Misheshes Mibereshes. And it was going to be from the school of this wine of Yain HaMashomer Misheshes Mibereshes, which was going to be sent to Sarah, which would allow her to have children. From there, Michael and Gavriel go down to stone. So says the Gemara Bava Metzia. And Michael is the one who saves Lot and brings him to the Miara. So the Fizeh, so the yain which the Bnei Lot are giving to Lot is a hemshech of what Michael did in the house of Sarah. The Hainu, he already came to Avram Avinu with the intent of giving children to Avram and Sarah. Through what? Through the Yain HaMashomer, Misheshes and Mibereshes. And Michael is the same one who is now taking Lot and the Bnei Lot to the Ma'ara, and he's giving them from that yain of Misheshes and Mibereshes. With this, we can explain, actually, the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara darshans the heter of Ma'avi v'lo Ma'avis. So the Torah tells us, according to the Gemara, that the reason why Ma'avi and Ma'avis cannot come b'kal Hashem is because b'dvar shalo kidmu aschem lechem uvimayim, because they didn't come out to greet us in the midbar with lechem and mayim. So the Gemara says that may be fine for the men, but for the women there's no tain on them. Why? Kol kvud bas melech panima. Woman belongs in the home. That's her place. And what's the makar for kol kvud bas melech panima? Vayoyemer ayeh sara eshtecha. We learn from Sarah that tznias that a woman should have. So what we see from here is that the heter of Ma'avi v'lo Ma'avis is totally in the tznias of Sarah. If you what we're saying, it's not two different places. Like we're bringing the random makar from Sarah to support Ma'avi v'lo Ma'avis. It was goof for this place of ayeh sara eshtecha, which Chazal darshan the shagir l'koshel bracha, which was the creation of Ma'avi in the first place. From that Kesher Bracha, which was sent to Sarah. And that's perhaps why the Benos thought they call their child Mayav. Is it to say, from my father? It doesn't just mean from my father. It means from Avram, who's called the Av HaMangayim. That since this Kesher Bracha comes B'schus Avram Avinu, so Al Derech Zeh they're called Mayav, as if to say, in the S'chus of Avram Avinu, that this Kesher was sent to him, this child was born. Furthermore, the Zohar Kodesh notes that on the word v'loyada b'shachva uvekuma, referring to the daughters of Lot, that Lot wasn't aware of their comings and goings, that the vav in the word uvekuma has a dot on top, a nikud on top, which we find occasionally in the Sefer Torah. The other time previous to that, which we find a nakud on a word, and even on the letter vav, is in that parasha, Vayomru a love, ayesar eshtecha. On the word a love, the letters aleph, yud, and vav, I believe, have nikudus on top. And the Chazal darshan that. So the vav, which has a nikud on top by Vayomru a love, ayesar eshtecha, is also connected to Veloyad b'shach vav kuma, to the birth of Moav. So this segula of the Ayin HaMashomer Mishashis Mibereshis to impregnate these women, which is associated with the Ayin, as the Pasuk says, Eshtecha Kegefen Poiria, that when a woman is able to have children, she's called Eshtecha Kegefen Poiria, she's fruitful like the Gefen. So with this we can explain another kashan that segula, which Chazal are bothered by, that how were the Benos Lot able to become pregnant if they were Basulos, the Gemara has a cloud, that Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishona. Woman doesn't become pregnant from Rabbi Rishona. But Lefizeh, part of the Maase Nisim is that since it was through the Yain HaMashomer that they became pregnant, so that Koyach of the Yain is able to override the physical Metzias of Ein Isha Misaberes Mibi Rishona. And perhaps down the line, through the generations of Mayav going down to Bayez and Rus, we find that when Rus comes to Bayez, the Megillah says, Vayeucha vayesht vayitav libay. That he ate, which Chazal say that he made bracha and lechem, and he benched, vayesht, he had the kashal bracha, vayitav libay, when he was very happy. That he was zeichet to that simcha, which from the Yain HaMashom Meshaz HaMibereshaz, which is called the Yain HaMasabeach, which the Zohar taught us before, that it was through this Yain he would bring out a simcha in Yitzhak Avinu. That in the same way, that it was the kashal bracha, going back to Avram and Sarah, which was given to Lot Ubinosav, which allowed her to become pregnant. So to hear, we know Boaz was a very old man, very, very old. And he died immediately afterwards. So how is it shaykh that a person like that who's so old can have children? Terah says, in the same way that Avram and Sarah were able to have children because they were so old, because they were zeichet to the Yain HaMashomer, so to Boaz, and that's why Boaz and Rus, the mocker comes from Lot Ubinosav, he was also zeichet that in his cup he should be zeichet to the Yain HaMashomer. So with this, we can explain the questions which we began with and be moisef a little bit more. So we already talked about the Zohar Kaddish, what it means, Mi'asa Rachek, and the special trap. Now, the kasha of how did the Bnos Lot and Lot get Yayin, we already explained that. It came from the house of Sarah through Michael into the Ma'arim because he brought it there. But the Mariel Diskin's kasha, how is it a kosher bracha? If we admit that there was no lechem, as Chazal say, so kosher bracha minayin, how is it a kosher bracha? So the pshat is like this. In order for a regular kos to be called a kosher bracha, it needs to be chal on a benching. But sometimes inherently a kos is a kosher bracha. And since this kos was a kos from the Yayin HaMashem Mishu Beresi, it doesn't have to be made into a kosher bracha. This is the kosher bracha. Because it's Yayin HaMashomer. So normally, through benching, we're able to elevate a kos to be a kos, which is doimit to the Yayin HaMashem Mishu Beresi. But here was the Yayin HaMashomer Mamish. So that's why it's called a kosher bracha. Now regarding the kasha of how can one malach do two shlichas is, so lefiza we could say the following. Now what happened here? Michael was sent to the house of Avram and Sarah in order to let them know that Sarah would become pregnant. And Takashi does. But how does that happen? Because of the kos yayin. So what was his shlichas? Was his shlichas to make Sarah become pregnant? Or was his shlichas to bring them a kos? The shlichus was to bring them a kos of Yayin HaMashomer from Gan Eden. Oh, so now he goes from there and he saves Lot and brings them to the Ma'ara. So what type of a shlichus is that? Not just to save Lot, it's to bring them to the Ma'ara to what? To give them a kos shel Yayin of the Yayin HaMashomer. So it's really one shlichus. The shlichus is to give Sarah the kos HaMashomer and to give Lot also the kos HaMashomer. That's not called two shlichus. That's called one shlichus. Not that Refu Batzala is Chad Inyan. It's really one Inyan because it's one shlichus to deliver the kos shel Bracha from the Gan Eden of the Yayin HaMashomer Sheish Vibrish. And this helps us understand where Yaakov gets it from. Because when the Malachim were in stone, so really Michael's Shtichas Lachar was over after he brings Lot to Binosef to the Ma'ara. But something happens. Chazal said that these Malachim, they made a toast, and they said, Mashchisim Anachnu Es Ha'ir, we're here to destroy the city. And because they attributed that act to themselves and not to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they were banished from the Gan Eden 138 years. That's Chazal said. So Michael had to stay in this world. Right? Turns out to be a very big toiva that he had to stay down here. And Kadosh Baruch Hu b'hashkacha saw that would be the toiva. Why? Because now that he was down here, so he was still in this world with that kos shayin shel bracha in his hand, he was able to bring it to who? To Yaakov Avinu now in this moment. Vayavi lo yayin vayesh. It doesn't say who brought it to him. Michael brought it to him. But how was he here? Where did he? But the pshat is that in this moment, because he was nigrish from the gan, that he was still down, he was able to bring the kos shel bracha to Yaakov Avinu, and that's what clinched the deal. To be zechet to the brachos, because of this kosher bracha, he was zechet to the brachos. And we find in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, in this week's Parsha, the favor that Yaakov repays to Michael. Because Chazal say, Hinei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo, so Chazal say that the malachim in stone, they went up. That means Michael and Gavriel went up. V'haraya, it says, Hinei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo. Malachei, so it's Yos Michael. That although there was more than one malach, the Torah emphasizes that Michael was oile, he went up, oilem v'yardim boy, on this sulam of Yaakov Avinu. So that's Yaakov's job to repay Michael because of the Torah that he did for him. And it's very nice because the Zohar Kaddish says on this pasuk, in the Zohar Chadash, v'yachon v'hinei sulam mutzav arza, Rebbe Pasach, he said on this, kol ha-mes'asik b'tar b'chol yom, Hashem reveals to him secrets, because Taira is doma te yayin, yena shal taira v'zehu yayin hamashomer banava misheishes mirei bereishes. In the place where you find the sulam, you find Chazal dashin yayin hamashomer misheishes mirei bereishes. Shibizeicha. Very soon to be zeichet to that yayin and the mashamshit beishes. Coming Mashiach Tzidkenu, may everyone know.